the concert had finished and we were just about to go out, and then we just heard a huge bang and we were like, what is that? I thought it was a gunshot, but then my mum was saying that must be a bomb.
Cherry is 10 years old and she'd just watched her hero Ariana Grande in concert together with her mother Chloe Naiman and stepsister when childish joy turned to horror.
I screamed and it was just really, really scary.
And as we were running up towards our hotel, there was two young girls, and I noticed they had no parents and they were screaming. So I grabbed hold of them and I said, look, I know you've got no parents, just come to our hotel and I'll make sure we find them.
Early the next morning, Chloe managed to reunite the girls with their parents. For many others, that was not to be the case.
I'm just trying to get into work now. I had to park about a mile away, but...
Stephen White was one of the many Mancunians working near the Manchester Arena who had to walk to the office the next day as police had closed off large areas of the city.
It's a horrible tragedy, horrible... I've seen all the teenagers going to the concert last night, so my office is just behind the building, and... Everyone parks near our office, and it was a great atmosphere last night. All the young people and crazy. I've got to get to work now and open up.
That's fine.
As forensic teams were still sifting through the debris, the people of Manchester were getting on with their lives with quiet determination. Yet nothing felt ordinary the day after the bomb. The city was still on edge.
So I was just inside the Arndale Centre, the main shopping centre in Manchester city centre, had just been evacuated. People started running. I ran too, and we've been told by police now to move on up the street outside in a calm fashion. Nobody knows what's going on right now.
That turned out to be a false alarm. But with armed police on the streets and later the prospect of soldiers guarding key sites and events being cancelled, the free spirit and optimism of Manchester had clearly been curtailed. But the famous Manchester spirit, a sense of community running across ethnicities and religions, was out in full force that same evening as thousands gathered to attend a vigil in front of the town hall in memory of the victims.
Well, there's spontaneous applause here in Albert Square as a group of Sikh men are marching in to attend tonight's vigil. And this is a clear sign of people's desire to keep this city a multicultural and accepting place, and that terror is not going to change anything here in Manchester.
Among the crowd was Abid Hussein.
I'm showing my solidarity with all the victims of the disaster that happened yesterday, whether they be Muslim, Christian, Jew, and I'd like to make a solid declaration that this has got nothing to do with Islam.
Just hours earlier, the identity of the bomber had been made public, a Manchester-born 22-year-old man of Libyan descent. So-called Islamic State had claimed responsibility for the atrocity, but the anti-Islam backlash, feared by some, didn't materialise. Instead, the people of Manchester came together in unity against the terror.
Mancunians and Manchester has always been a city based on people standing together and not being divided.
Mark Beattie had brought his three young daughters with him to the vigil to show them what Mancunians are made of.
And we will not allow terrorism to divide us, which is why we brought our three children with us today.
And do you believe that that is what's going to happen? Is this going to bring the city even more closely together?
I think that's by and large, the main effect will be bringing people together. Of course, there will be isolated occasions where it stokes up hatred and division, but we need to try and stand together to avoid that.
So many families and friends are only just starting to come to terms with their loss. Meanwhile, the city of Manchester looks as if it's dusting itself off and getting ready to move on. Questions still will remain around how a young individual could be radicalised to the extent of deciding to attack children and young people in the very city he himself grew up in. And as people keep bringing flowers to the square here in front of the Manchester Town Hall, The consensus seems to be that the responsibility for his actions were his and those of any fellow perpetrators and cannot be laid on the shoulders of any one community. For the security services here and elsewhere, the question remains, how do you stop terror on the streets of Europe when it is carried out by individuals who live there? Lars Bevanger, DW, Manchester.